could the Wailuchondra Ainu set and tap at the shop.
Now, would you like to hear another mythical story? Maybe some of you already know this. There's a song goes with this. Now, there's another belief that we'll say two people have a date tonight or tomorrow night or something. They say we'll meet at 8 o'clock, and meantime, one of them dies, accidentally killed or something. They have to keep that date. Unless they say, God willing, or if I'm alive. Now, I reckon if you say that, you don't have to keep that particular date. Now, whatever happens to you, that party will let you back for one night only. From midnight, which the old people reckon was the hour of the dead, until the rooster or the cock crows in the morning. And it has to be a March rooster. That means the eggs had to be laid in March and they have to be hatched in March. I mean, if you get eggs that's laid in February and hatched in March, the cock or the rooster is no good to you. So you got to have the eggs laid, and the rooster, the cock crows, the first at 5, the second at 6, and the third at 7. And that's been proved. Lately, since all the good watches came around, they never miss a beat. The first crow was at 5. This man was drowned off a horse into the raging tempest, and his girlfriend was expecting him home to her place to be with her. And he didn't come, she went into bed. And about the middle of the night, she heard the voice outside the door. And she lifted her head up, and she said, who is there? And he said, it's me. And then she thought he was coming at last. And she had no idea, was he dead? Until he said he had to go when the cock crow. Then, although he was what, she had no idea he was dead. He spent the night with her. This is the song that you sing the last verse first, or the first verse last, whatever way you like to look at it. You sing the same verse twice. The night is past, lo, I can no longer tarry. The tempest rages, I must obey. I must away, love, without a slumber. And to the arms of the deep. When he came to his troll of dwelling, he knelt down upon the stone. He whispered softly through her window, does my true love lie alone? She lifted her head from a lily white pillow. She lifted the sheets from off her breast. She whispered softly through her window, who is disturbing my night's rest? It's I, your own true lover. Open the door and let me in, for I am tired, love, likewise I'm weary. I am wet, love, and to the skin. She got up with the greatest of pleasure. She opened the door and let him in. They lay all night in each other's arms, till the long night was past and gone. When the long night was past and over, when the cocks began to crow, He hugged and kissed her, and then he left her. He mounted his horse, and away did go. The night is past, low. I can no longer tarry. The tempest rages, I must obey, I must away, love, without a slumber. Into the arrows of the deep. That's that. Now, have we got time? What? I don't know what time it is.
Tens got the hoit Ulskan the Hagen Guide is a pile on Joanne. Don't have a dish of we hope yet. The cost got the outside, like I said, Skype account here.